Good afternoon. It's an honor to be here, and I just want to say I'm a product of California public schools. I did run away to MIT for 4 years, but then I went to UCSF for medical school, Children's Hospital Oakland for my residency, so I know about Alameda County, and back to UCSF for my specialty in adolescent medicine, and then did my master's of public health in maternal child health, specializing in obesity at Cal Berkeley. So how the whole Silver Ribbon campaign to trust women began is, as you know, the Tea Party was elected, and there was an amazing spike in the number of abortion restrictions per year, especially in 2011. So they were elected in 2010, and bam, 2011, you see that spike. And this is at the state level, and also, of course, on the national level. And the reason the campaign began is because I noticed that there was a pink ribbon. And I said, well, the pink ribbon affects 1 in 8 women, but reproductive rights affects 100% of women. And I feel that those of us who support that this is a personal health decision that government should not be involved in, we're in the closet. That you can never say, I support somebody's right to choose abortion. You'd have to hide. And so I said, well, we need a symbol. We need a month. And January seemed like the perfect month for us because it's the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. And silver, to me, is a physician called because surgical steel, something you could autoclave, and it's strong, and it's clear. It's not cloudy. It's science over ideology. And I thought we needed to bring the movement together because, as you know, there are several different groups working on reproductive rights, but a little bit of turf war, and I thought we could come together under one symbol and be seen as a strong group that we are, and being visible. So every time I wear the silver ribbon, people come up to me and they go, what is that? Is that the pink ribbon? And I go, no. It's the silver ribbon to trust women with reproductive rights. And the reason why it's such a long name, Silver Ribbon to Trust Women, is because there is a silver ribbon campaign, some of you may know, and that's to promote mental health. And there is a Trust Women group, which originally came from Dr. Tiller, who was a late-term abortion provider that was shot dead in his church while he was just handing out programs. And so we have to be the entire thing, the Silver Ribbon Campaign to Trust Women, because I thought the Trust Women slogan was such a great slogan. Who could not trust women? Everybody came of a woman. We don't have that technology yet to go around that. And everybody will be related to a woman in one way or the other, be it your significant other, your sibling, your future niece, your future granddaughter or something like that. And the idea, every time I presented somebody with silver ribbon, like, yeah, that's a great idea. And all the grassroots people were totally into it, but not so much the grass tops. And that's why Ellen and I teamed up to do it together. As I said, it represents science over ideology. These are the three tenets that we ascribe to. One is we support reproductive rights. We support free access to birth control. So under Obamacare, which I think is a great thing, Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, there is free access to birth control with no copay, and keeping abortion legal and accessible. Actions to date. So we launched in 2011, and we started with Trust Women Month because we knew it would take a while to build the momentum and a movement. And we just started passing out silver ribbons and said, hey, wear a silver ribbon from January 22nd to February 22nd. If people ask you about it, talk about all the attacks on women's reproductive rights. And then in 2012, we partnered with Move On, and that's the image that you have here. And we had a map of the United States. And we did a national online march for reproductive rights, justice, and health. And we had any organization that wanted to sign on that supported the three tenets, that didn't have to be that they were a reproductive rights organization. So we had People for the American Way. We had some national Jewish women caucuses. Any group that wanted to sign on, we asked the ACLU. We asked, you know, whatever group wanted to sign on was welcome to sign on. And we gave the marchers an option of one of six statements, because not all the 80 groups could agree on exactly one statement, so we had six to choose from, and they could at least agree on one of the six was okay with their group, and people were able to march. We were able to put little pins where people marched, and the idea was, if I were to march on Washington, it would cost me $1,000. I have to fly there, pay for the hotel, deal with childcare, etc., whereas all of us can do this from home, and then we can be seen, and then you can write a check to whatever organization you want, but at least everybody could participate. And especially in these economic times, I don't think it's smart to make people fly to D.C. and spend money that way. So these are just some of the logos of the diverse groups that we got to sign on, and it was just wonderful to see the diversity and come together. Some of these groups, Move On had never worked with a lot of these reproductive rights groups. Certainly they share those values, but they had never come together. And Planned Parenthood and NARAL and a lot of these other groups had never worked together, People for the American Way. So that is, I think, what's unique about the Silver Ribbon Campaign is I'm not here to steal your donors. I'm here just to work together for one goal. For the Affordable Care Act, as we know, contraception with no extra cost occurred on August 1st, and we launched an infographic with these three different women of different diversity, ethnicity, and launched that on Facebook, put it on blogs. It went viral, it went around, and it was amazing what you could accomplish, I think, with just like $700 for the PR campaign on this thing. Future work, we've come up with a very innovative system that could be used for any movement, but we're obviously going to use it for reproductive rights. And what it is the open petition system. So what's radical is that, as you know, petitions are very popular right now, but if Planned Parenthood starts a petition, NARAL doesn't want to sign on because Planned Parenthood will steal their donors and their activists. However, just as our national online march happened, everybody that you brought came with a referral code from your organization. So everybody you brought, you get back. And we don't steal it from you. And so that's what this open petition system is. Any organization can start a petition, and then any organization can say, hey, that's a great petition by that group, let's sign on, and then the numbers will be bigger. And all these little groups can get together and make a giant impact, as opposed to here's 100,000 from NARAL, here's 200,000 from Planned Parenthood, here's 1,000 from Trust Women. And when Barbara Boxer gets this petition, she's like, well, is that 210,000, or is that just 100,000 people that signed stuff twice? You know. And so under this system, whomever we deliver our signatures to, they will know that each and every one is a unique signer, but it also allows for collaboration and no turf war. So it's about coming together again, being bigger, being stronger, and not having this little turf war. And Civic Actions is the great technological company that is working with us. They were able to churn out this program in 2 weeks, and they funded 4/5 of it themselves, and they're just exciting. But this could be used for environmental, this could be used for domestic violence prevention, this could be used for sex trafficking, it could be used for anything. But we're going to start with it in reproductive rights. But it's an open petition system, open source, which in the computer lingo means anybody can take this and run with it. We are going to have a national online march in January 2013 again, and last year we had 80 participating organizations. We hope to have far, far more, and we welcome anybody involved with any organization to please prod your organization to join us in honor of the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. So I tell a lot of people, if you're not going to stand up for reproductive rights once in 40 years, is that too much to ask for? In San Francisco, we had a celebration this year, and for the first time in San Francisco, we had pro-choice banners waving on Market Street. I don't know if you guys realize it, but you see all those little posters throughout the city advertising some museum this, museum that. How about using it to publicize a wonderful cause that we all treasure and celebrate? And one of the posters is San Francisco is pro-choice. But we also have Catholics for Choice, Trust Black Women, Planned Parenthood, and my favorite slogan is U.S. Out of My Uterus. Ellen's favorite is Fix the Economy, Support My Autonomy. So you can tell we have different styles. And for 2013, the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, we are going to have a giant, man-friendly, child-friendly celebration featuring Trapdoor Social, which is a band, and Sophia's my group of the best vendors out there that are kid-friendly, because I have a 3- and a 6-year-old, and they need to be entertained. So they will have a face painter, balloon twister, we'll have a bubble artist. I don't know if you've ever seen this guy. He's a lawyer by day, bubble artist by on the weekends, and he has this giant, like 2-feet-high bubbles that he will make, and they're just kind of beautiful and ethereal and, to me, celebratory. And we'll try to get some man-friendly stuff. We're going to hit up Tesla to bring a silver Tesla for people to ogle and play with. We'll do some high-end coffee. Kara's Cupcakes has said they'll do a silver ribbon cupcake for us and give us a percentage of proceeds, and we got to follow up on that one. And we have a lot of organizational co-sponsors, and we've just begun. we're going to have far more than this. I think we already have like 20 or 30 groups, but we're going to, anybody again and everybody is welcome to sign on, because we don't want this to be our celebration. We just want this to be a celebration and as many people as possible. So we're aiming for 10,000 people. We have flyers with save the dates. You guys are all welcome to take it. We also have 8.5 by 11 of the posters if you want to have a copy. It's not in color. And we also have our card to explain the silver ribbon and have some bumper stickers if people want and some pins. The important thing, I think, right now, November 6th is looming. Vote as if your life depends on it. There will be 2 Supreme Court justices nominated, possibly by the next president. And I think we know what a Romney-Ryan presidency would look like versus an Obama-Biden presidency. And California, not so much important our vote, though there are some, you know, contested areas that we need to make sure we get out, Dr. Ami Bera and some others to name a few, but we need to help get out the vote in other states. So some people are flying to Ohio, some people are going to Nevada, a lot of people are phone banking from the comfort of your home. So please, please, if we want the outcomes that we want, we have to make sure that the people that we want are in office to make sure those things happen. And future work, a lot of this is actually the Center for Reproductive Rights, if you guys don't know about it, is a great organization. It's the legal arm of the reproductive rights movement. They basically are a bunch of lawyers and they sue everybody, and they do protection of our laws and our rights. And they have a great video that's the Hyde Amendment is not okay. It's a really cute cartoon. You can play it, but I think that would be the next movement to make sure that an abortion is not a choice if you can't afford it. And it's not fair that those who can't afford things have fewer choices than those that can. And then they also have a reproductive bill of rights, and we're going to hope to launch that on our petition system where every group can sign on and we can have everybody demanding our basic reproductive rights. And I just want to make sure everybody knows about Sandra Fluke and everybody knows about the fact that our Congress House of Reps voted 251 to 172, I believe, to let women die. So if you don't know about that, Google Let Women Die Act. And what it is basically is if a pregnant woman shows up in the ER and she's in preeclampsia, seizing, and the only way to save her is to terminate her pregnancy, the physician can say, no, I don't think so, let her die. And they passed this. Only by 2 or 3 votes in the Senate was this blocked. And if we lose those seats, and those seats are at risk, namely Nevada and Massachusetts, unfortunately, then these laws will pass and fly through. And if we don't have the right president, then we're totally screwed. Hopefully the president would veto such laws, and I think President Obama would, but we don't know about Romney Ryan. And that's it. Thank you for your attention.
Some questions for Sophia. And we have some pins up here also.
Okay, just thank you.
One question about the reproductive bill of rights and a few sort of PSAs about that.
Yes.
And so how would that gain traction, what would be the force of outcome?
So I think, again, it's a movement of showing our power, showing who cares about this issue in the nation, and so it's also an opportunity for collaboration. It is a work of the Center for Reproductive Rights, and they've been criticized by others, like, why didn't they ask Planned Parenthood to sign on? Why didn't they ask NARAL to sign on? Blah, blah, blah. But as we've seen in the reproductive rights movements, unfortunately, they don't play well together. But if we get a lot of people to sign on, then we can present it to our electeds at both the national and the local level and hold them accountable for these values that people are signing on to. But we do need people to sign it, and we hope we're working with them to put it on our open petition system so that our partners can also participate in it. So everybody should check out that video. It's fun. It's got a bunch of celebrities. It's like 7 degrees from Kevin Bacon. And another good video that I like is Jackie Spears' floor speech on her abortion, of course. And then I love Samuel Jackson's Wake the F Up. If you haven't seen that one, you should Google that one.
Sophia, let me just ask you 2 questions. Can you just describe sort of your motivation for setting up the donation page so that other organizations can actually raise money on our donations page? And also, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but I'm just curious, as a mother of 2 young girls, sort of how you're feeling about how that plays into your interest in this issue and how you, I know I've seen you talk to your kids about this issue. Maybe you would just want to fill us in about that for a minute.
Okay. So, again, the Silver Ribbon Campaign is a very collaborative group, and so we list all of our partners on our donation page, and unfortunately, by technical glitch on eBay, they will only let you split donations up by 10 groups, and so if anybody has, or PayPal has a connection with PayPal, please hook me up, because we would love to split the donations by 80 or 90 groups. And ActBlue actually has that technology, but ActBlue only takes donations for Democratic candidates, and we're like, well, can you expand to C3s, you know, because it would be so easy, you just change who you're giving the money to. But they weren't interested. But on our donations page, we do list all of our partners, and we do link directly to their donation page to encourage people to learn about other groups and to donate to other groups. And so again, we're all about helping each other and spreading the money and spreading the support. As far as my two daughters, I've always been passionate about this issue, even before I had my two daughters. And my daughters are young, and I had somebody that I call myself a Facebook whore because I'll friend anybody just to get out my reproductive rights message. I mainly use Facebook to publicize all the horrific attacks on women's rights. And I sent it to this one man, and he goes, well, my kid's a little young. I don't know if I want him to come to this event. And I was like, my daughter's 3 and my daughter's 6, and we just put it as, this is respecting women. This is trusting women to make their own personal health decision. And I think that works at any age, that government should not be telling women what happens in their uterus. So, and I teach my children uterus, of course. So I think anybody can come. We want everybody to come. We're going to have some great kitty vendors. We're going to have some vendors that hopefully appeal to the men in this room as well. Coffee, Timbuktu, bikes, you know, stuff like that. Football and cupcakes. Players. And maybe football players. Baseball players.
Thank you very much, Sophia.